We are joined by Vince Pellegrino, the Vice President of Tournaments for the Western Golf Association. Vince, thanks for taking a little bit of time out of your busy day to join us.
No problem, Trey. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Vince, we are looking forward to the Western Amateur coming to the Aleutian Club the end of July. And I noticed last week that the field is really shaping up, and it is going to be some of the who's who of amateur golf.
Well, it is, and we had the top two players in the world commit last week, Bobby Wyatt and Justin Thomas, both from the Alabama championship team. And so the field continues to build some of the best players in the world. And guys, you're going to see on the PGA Tour in a couple years, if not very soon, you know, towards the end of this year, are going to compete at the Aleutian Club. So we're really excited about that. And can't wait to get down there ourselves.
And I know last week with the U.S. Open going on, there were a lot of amateurs in the U.S. Open that made it through sectional qualifying to get to the U.S. Open. And Michael Kim, who was hanging around all weekend, it seemed like, he's also going to be out at the Aleutian Club.
You know, you're exactly right. He'll be out there. You know, he's played in Western golf events since he's been a junior, so we've gotten to know him. He finished second at our Western Junior up in Milwaukee, and what a strong player. And boy, he really held it together. You know, you sometimes you see the amateurs who compete at the U.S. Open, and they're up on the leaderboard for the first couple of days and then kind of fall off the board. But he hung with it, and he played real well. So we're excited to see him out there as well.
Vince, talk about the decision for the Western Golf Association to come to Aleutian.
Sure. You know, we've been running this tournament since 1899, so it's one of the oldest amateur events in the world. And we took this event all over the country, and the last 40 years we had kind of taken up home in Benton Harbor, Michigan, at Point of Woods. And we're in Benton Harbor, Michigan for a long time, like I said, 40 years. And it was a great run. And just a few years ago, in 2009, we took the tournament back to Chicago, kind of back to its roots of rotating the championship among Chicago area golf courses. We were at Conway Farms, at Skokie Country Club, North Shore Country Club, and had a really good rotation. And then we got the opportunity to come down to the Aleutian Club. Mr. Stevens was kind enough to really embrace the tournament's sole charity, the Evans Scholars Foundation, which is the charity that we work hard for all year round on some of our other championships. You know, we're the host organization, the Western Golf Association, the host organization for the BMW Championship. As I mentioned, we run the Western Junior. We run another web.com event, and also, obviously, the Western Amateur. But all of those events benefit the Evans Scholars Foundation. And that's really where we started to find out about the Aleutian Club through the Evans Scholars Program, which is a caddy scholarship. We had a couple kids who caddied at the Aleutian Club who received the scholarship. And Mr. Stevens, you know, started to learn more about that scholarship, more about what the Western Golf Association does. And you can't argue with how great of a facility they have down there. You know, ranked 15th right now in Golf Digest world rankings, you know, best 100 greatest golf courses to play. So what we've decided to do is when we get the special opportunity like this to take the tournament out of Chicago to unique golf courses, we'd like to. So, you know, Mr. Stevens and I and our executive director talked, and really the rest is kind of history. So we're looking forward to it.
And it is an exclusive club, and a lot of people, I think, around Central Arkansas are interested to go out there, see not only top-notch quality golf, but also get to see this prestigious club that they might not have been able to see. And to do that, they need to buy patron badges. And are those still available?
They are. We have a limited amount left. We've been on sale with those badges for a couple months, and they just start flying off the shelf. We only have a limited amount left. If somebody's interested in going out there for the week, you certainly can share those badges with other people. You can come out for a couple of days, give it to your friend to come out a couple of days. They're $100, for the week, which is a great value if you split it up amongst the 7 days. So you can get those at thewesternamateur.com. But what a phenomenal facility! I mean, it's the first and only golf course in Arkansas to be ranked in the top 100 world's greatest golf courses. It's a Tom Fazio designed, relatively new golf course, 2004 opened. Strong golf course, 7,400 yards with some just magnificent views. Elevation changes, it kind of carved out of the mountainside. It's really a treat, and it's a top-notch facility.
If the tournament were taking place this week, I think the weather would suit the players fine. It is taking place the end of July, early August. Practice rounds on Monday, July 29th, and then the first round of stroke play on the July 30th, Tuesday, second round of stroke play on July 31st, and then the field is cut to low 44 and ties. But I say the weather would find them nice this week because it's been a little bit less humid. But we all know, living in the South, Vince, and you'll find this out when you get down here, it's probably going to be nice, humid, and warm, or should I say hot, when the Western Amateur gets here.
Yes, it's supposed to get warm there in late July and early August.
Yes.
Well, yeah. You know, we've made a few modifications to our normal schedule, and a few things that we think will help out the players. You know, given the heat and given the topography of the golf course, we normally have them wear pants. We think it's a better look. It's more in tune with what the professionals are doing on the PGA Tour. We're going to let them wear shorts, so it's awful nice of us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let them wear shorts. We're going to have shuttles between some of the longer walks on the golf course. Obviously, plenty of water. But one of the major changes that we made was to the format. You mentioned the format. We used to play, after the first 36 holes, we used to play 36 holes in one day with those 44 and ties to make the Sweet 16. Now we're going to split those up into 2 days, start them a little bit earlier, get them through the golf course before it gets really hot, and play 36 holes in 2 days instead of 36 holes in one day to make the Sweet 16. So spreading out the format a little bit. These kids are young. They're good. They're energetic. But it is a marathon of golf because, as you mentioned, you know, you play four rounds to make the Sweet 16. Then you've got to play four matches over 2 days to win the entire thing. So it's a lot of golf. It's a marathon. It's physically exhausting. But now you've added another layer with the golf course and the heat. So the guys that are going to be at the top of the leaderboard who are going to make it through the weekend, they've truly earned it.
And we talked earlier about the field, but there are some Arkansans that are entered. 1995 Western Amateur Champion Patrick Lee of Centerton has entered. Austin Cook and Joe DeRamus, both of those members of the Arkansas Razorbacks golf team. Joe DeRamus from right here in Central Arkansas. Austin Cook from Jonesboro. And then Little Rock's Alex Carpenter, who is a member of the Abilene Christian golf team and just played on the Palmer Cup a couple of weeks ago, who has won over, I believe he's won 20 collegiate golf tournaments in his career.
You know, it's neat to see, see a guy Patrick Lee who won the championship in 95. I think that's great coming back and playing, close to home. I think it's really neat. We've also got Sebastian Kepelin from Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. He's, University of Arkansas, Razorback as well. So it's we got a few locals, and I think it's kind of neat to have that hometown flavor of those guys playing from the university and guys who won a championship before.
Well, Vince, we're looking forward to it. We're making plans to be out there to cover this event and interview some of these top-notch golfers and get their thoughts on not only the Western Am but the Aleutian Golf Club as well.
Well, we're excited about it. You know, the Western Am, the list of champions is really a who's who of amateur golf. And, Tiger Woods called the tournament the Masters of Amateur Golf and really one of the most grueling tests of his career. But we've had some great past champions. Our very own Chick Evans has won it a number of times. But some really good players who've won the championship, Scott Verplank won it, Phil Mickelson, Justin Leonard. We've got Ben Crenshaw, Curtis Strange, Steve Melnick won the championship, Jack Nicklaus won it. So, like I said, it's a who's who, and who's going to be next on the PGA Tour, we'll find out at the Aleutian Club coming up here.
Vince, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in late July.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.